And this is Dr. Andy of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDVS 90.3 FM, Davis. Thanks very much to the KDVS crew for helping us out with Free Speech Radio News in this last half hour. I'm loving UC Davis, the campus where KDVS is found this particular week, because it's like a ghost town. How else might I say that? You're probably familiar with the name Mary Shelley, most famous for her novel Frankenstein, perhaps one of the most read novels of the 19th century, at least of the Romantic era. Far less well known is Mary Shelley's book, The Last Man, a dystopic novel about the last man left on earth, walking the earth looking for something to eat and someone to interact with after everyone else had been killed by blight and disease. The Last Man is very much what I felt like as I was biking to 14 Lower Freeborn, where KDBS is found, for the campus that at one time would require me to bike carefully, offer hand signals, stop at stop signs. On this particular day in mid-June, offered no such resistance and required no such politeness, such attention to propriety. I have the whole campus to myself. Oh, there are a couple people down here at KDVS. AJ Ramirez is here. That guy's always here. What devotion he shows to KDVS, making sure that if you ask for a t-shirt during our April fundraiser, making sure here in mid-June that you get that t-shirt. Few other volunteers, few other UC Davis employees, but mostly the campus is mine, and I gladly share it with you and with my two guests this afternoon. Both phone-in guests. Loeb Instigon is a poet who has a new chapbook out. He's also a musician. He is the driving force behind the band Instigon. Instigon is famous for this reason. Although the band has performed hundreds, if not thousands, of times, it has never featured exactly the same musicians on any two subsequent performances. Loeb Instigon, he's a master of jazz-like improvisation in the world of rocking, funky, jazz-like music. He'll tell us all about it in the first half hour. And then in the second half hour of this radio show, we will hear from Teresa Leung Ryan. She's got a website called lovemadeofheart.com. It's also the title of one of her books. She inspires writers to transform their experiences into stories. She's a coach, she's a blogger, and she's going to tell us about the San Mateo County Fair at San Mateo County Fairgrounds this coming weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Father's Day on Sunday. That's at 1346 Saratoga Avenue in San Mateo. I might head over there myself with couple of my boys and check out the literary scene. Teresa Leung Ryan will join us to talk about that and about her most recent book. She's got a new book out about ways that we can all build a platform for the work that we do as poets, writers, and creative professionals. So we have a lot on tap, and although the campus is deserted, I'm here. And so are you. Thanks for pointing your browser or your radio dial at 90.3 FM in Davis. For this is KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. My name is Dr. Andy, and this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. We'll be right back after this important message about the Linux Users Group of Davis.
The Linux Users Group of Davis, or LUGOD, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting the Linux computer operating system and other open source products as an alternative to expensive, proprietary, and monopolistic software. LUGOD meets in Davis on the first Tuesday and third Monday of each month. For more information, visit LUGOD's website at lugod.org or contact Bill Kendrick at 530-759-1019 or via email at root@lugod.org.
You're enjoying this wild jazz. We've been listening to some John Zorn. This is from his album Masada here on KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. Speaking of wild jazz musicians, I have Loeb Instigon on the live line, and I'm eager to introduce him to you. Instigon is the name of his band, approaching the concepts of jazz and improvisation using chaos theory. Instigon, which was founded in 1993, has a unique approach to the practice of being a band. It doesn't practice. Instigon happens as a new ensemble every time it happens, and it happens regularly, never the same band twice, ever. No rehearsal, no practice, everything in the instant, and then gone. Hence, Instigon. In the what? 17, 18 years so far, Instigon has appeared over 525 times, and has well over 500 members of the group. Founded by the conceptual artist, Loeb Instigon, Instigon plays many, many different styles of music and sounds, and has no boundaries as far as genres, but tends to mostly play a style called garage jazz. Instigon always promises to be an experience for both the band and the audience, and always delivers to move and shake the audience and rock the night away. Well, right now I've got Lobin Stigon on the live line. He's got a brand new book of poetry out called Scary City, and I've asked him to join us to tell us a little bit about it. Lobin Stigon, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Hey, Andy. It's actually Rob.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Good to see you, or good to talk to you, Lob. So, a new book of poetry. We were talking about this a little bit off air. But, Lob, could you tell us about Scary City? What was it that that brought about this book of poetry?
Well, Scary City is, I put together a collection of music with from Instagram, and a collection of different soundscapes and pieces of audio, sound art. Some that are garage jazz and some that are created with a different format that's called a mixer set that I do sometimes with a noise performance. And I put together this trying to tell the story with these couple of songs and this collection of music. And I was approached by a label in Southern California that wanted to kind of do something different with me and with Instagram. And so I had this idea of like, well, I'll put together this group of songs and music, and then I'll write new poems to go along with all of the titles for these pieces, and we'll put them together as a collection with the Poetry Chapbook and the CD together. And so that's been recently released by a label called Love Earth Music in Southern California.
Excellent. If we'll come back to this, but if people wanted to pick up a copy of this chapbook, Scary City, what would be the easiest way for them to do that?
They could go to loveearthmusic.com. Or to the Instagon.com website. Both of those have direct places where you can find it. It's Instagon, Instagon, or Love Earth Music, all one word together, loveearthmusic.com.
Excellent. Now, I described you earlier as a conceptual artist. I'm wondering if you feel comfortable with that particular title, Love. And,
yeah.
And then if so, what does that mean for people who are trying to figure out what a conceptual artist is?
Well, I think a conceptual artist is probably the closest thing you're going to get to really trying to pinpoint me with titles in art land. But conceptual artist is someone who conceives things and has more ideas and thought about putting together a piece of art or a piece of performance and, you know, puts forth a theory and a concept and lets it materialize, which is kind of what I do.
Right.
With Instagram and with other types of my art. I do a lot of different things. I show art. I actually currently have a show of my some of my collage pieces showing at the Blue Lamp in Midtown Sacramento. And I've been involved in the poetry scene in Southern California. When I lived there, I was involved with that for years and years and years. I like to publish, I like to print, I like to read, and then I like to play music. And I conceive a lot of different things and come up with a lot of ideas. And so conceptual art is probably the closest thing you're going to get.
Now, do all these different media that you've been talking about, whether it's art or collage or poetry, do they also inspire your music, or do you see a more unidirectional sort of relationship with inspirations, more in a musical camp?
The music really, yeah, I'm pretty much just an expressionist in all of the different forms, so I mean, a conceptual expressionist might even become closer to pinpointing me. My poetry actually doesn't involve itself mostly with the band. This collaboration with the poetry and with the band is kind of something different. I mean, I've been doing the band for 18 years, like you said, and I've been reading poetry for maybe even a few years longer than that. And I've always kind of kept the two separate in general. I have done occasional performances where I've had an Instagram band back me up, and I've done readings with it. But in general, I'm one of those people that when I go to poetry readings, I'm there for the poetry and for the words, and
right.
I kind of don't like to mix the music with it. It's not my preference. I think that just comes from hosting poetry readings, because I used to host for years and years and years. And when you're hosting, when someone comes up with a guitar, you're like, oh no. You know, because you're at a poetry reading, you want to hear poetry. And when someone comes with a guitar, it could go on, and you can, you know. So, like, I kind of, like, I've always been separate and keeping the two doing their different things.
I see. Well, that makes sense to me. Let me just reset and remind folks that Lob Instagon is my guest. And if you want to find out more about him, you have Instagon.com, don't you, Lob?
Yes, Instagon.com. And then also I have another thing which for my overall organization called the Instagon Foundation, which is TIF, the Instagon Foundation, TIF.org.
TIF.org. How great for you to have one of those rare three-letter URLs. Sounds like you got into this web business early.
When I populated that that URL in 1994,
wow.
When Instagon put up its first website, there were like under 1,000 websites that existed.
Have you had, has anyone offered you money for that particular?
I've had somebody send me some inquiries about it. And I always am like, you know, it's a little too personally connected to me and my art, and so I can't really sell it because it's on everything that I've released for the last 20 years.
Right, right. Well, great. Good for you to get in there early. So in terms of your own work as a poet and the huge amount of time that you spend performing improvisational jazz and other genres of music with friends and strangers, how would you, as a poet, try to describe that feeling of when it's really working as an improvisational musician with a
it's really magical, and I would really liken it to like almost a voodoo experience. You know, like people who describe that they practice voodoo, it's like they're being possessed and ridden. And when you're playing live music and it clicks and it's moving and it's in its own sonic fashion, you're like almost just like becoming the arms and letting it do its own thing.
Right.
You know? And so it's almost like just like a minor trance state or a channeling, you know, of something. That's kind of like what I would akin it to. I mean, that's why I do it, because when you get involved in it, it's so magical and it feels so ethereal to be involved in something that's cosmic and coming from the universe that and that's why I do it with different players all the time, because I don't ever have that stagnation of someone trying to feed their ego into it. I kind of just let it happen.
Right.
I set a pace. We all just groove through it and find a place to make it happen, and it's really fun.
That's great. Well, let's take a quick break for a public service announcement. And then, Lob, when we come back, I think folks at home would like to hear a sample or two from your new book called Scary City.
Hey, okay, good.
All right, one moment. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to KDVS, 90.3 FM in Davis. My name is Dr. Andy, and this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Assured Health Insurance Services is proud to join the community blood drive, and they remind us that the need for a safe and secure blood supply is now with us. If you are healthy and qualified, do your part and donate blood. In doing so, you protect not only yourself, but the community as well. So donate blood at the hospital or blood bank of your choice. This message is a courtesy of Assured Health Insurance Services in Fair Oaks. You may visit their website at assuredhealth.com. They're on the air because they care about the health of this community. Enjoying this music so much, I almost hate to bring it down. But luckily, I've got something else to bring up, and that is the high energy and improvisational innovation and creativity of Lob Instagon. He is the force behind Instagon, the band, which was founded in 1993. And now, Lob Instagon, the namesake of that band, has a new chapbook out. It's called Scary City. Lob, do you have a poem there that you can share with listeners to Dr. Sure. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour?
Sure.
Great.
I'll read the first poem from the chapbook. It's called Scary City Sunrise. Laser beam of sunlight screams into my eyes. A trash can falls as a rat squeaks by. The smells are so fresh as dawn bakes away. How did I wake up here? Where did I leave my beer? Scary city sunrise, barely opening my eyes. Hear the sound of people walking quickly in disguise. Voices hard to recognize, saying things that sound like lies. Using words that I despise, fill the streets with compromise. If the day breaks, who will fix it? Morning explodes like a spastic lover leaving dewdrops over the face of its conquest. Like semen in the money shot. A dog barks back at night as it runs away into hiding. The rush of traffic swells and street surfers crawl out of the bushes and doorways for another day in the scary city.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yes.
Are there certain poetic influences that come to mind when you reread a poem like that out loud in terms of people you read or who were important for you as a poet?
I would say, like, a lot of the people in Southern California that I grew into knowing in the 1980s that were really strong influences. Charles Ardinger is a really strong influence in my performance, just as someone that's commanding on the stage. G. Murray Thomas is another guy who just is a really awesome, person that I've watched read. And both of those guys have kind of given me some really great confidence. And then seeing people like Mindy Netafee and Mike McGee and the whole slam scene that kind of erupted in the late 90s and early 2000s out of SoCal. I mean, a lot of people. There's just, so many people. I think that more of my work itself, I write a lot of rhyme. I'm really influenced by Shel Silverstein in that aspect.
Uh-huh.
I kind of take a realist approach, which is a little Bukowskian. And, it's like I throw in a lot of things, but another strong poet that I think maybe Big Papa E, who's Eric Ott out of Texas. That guy's blown me away a couple of times and given me just, wow, that's a way to read on stage. And watched it happen a few times.
That's great. Well, as you know, Lob, I do some poetry hosting myself here in the city of Davis, and I look forward to seeing if I can get you to come on and share the stage with one of our other local prominent poets or visiting poets.
I'd love to come do a feature. That would be really swell. I think I'm going to have some features lined up for Scary City here in Sacramento. Like I have one, a Poetry Unplugged, that's going to happen in August, and I think the Poetry with Legs series I'm going to do in September, and I might pop into the Red Knight series tonight, read a couple of things as well, but I'm just now getting my feet kind of wet. When I first moved to town in 2005, I did a series of readings, and I appeared at Luna's for Poetry Unplugged, and just kind of like did the circuit and made my presence known that I was here. And then I really started focusing on Instagon. And then since then, I actually have another band that's erupted called the Garage Jazz Architects. And we play a lot as well. And so I have two bands going and kind of don't get as much time for poetry. And so releasing this chapbook this year is really giving me some focus and some direction to kind of step back into that and wade back into the pool, so to speak, you know?
Excellent. Well, and it forced you to kind of defend your work in front of new audiences and old friends,
yeah,
so
exactly.
They can see what you've been up to.
And I have plenty of material that I can pull out to hold the stage for as long as someone wants to let me be there.
Excellent. Well, Your calendar of speaking events, is that something that you also include on one of your websites? Or should we
That one, I think that's on the TIFF.org site. Or TIFF.org/law. One of those will probably find that. And I post a lot of stuff on Facebook. I'm easily found on Facebook and love friends. I can be found by just looking Lob Instagram on Facebook.
Excellent. We'll find you there as well. Well, Lob, it's been a great pleasure to have you on the radio show, and I look forward to seeing you at one of your live performances soon.
It's been awesome. Thanks for calling and letting me come on your show and talk about my new chapbook. It's really great. I'd like to come down to the station and hang out with you sometime for sure.
We'll make sure to do that. Lob Instagram, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks, Andy. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. You're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. My name is Dr. Andy, and this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technique. Dr. Andy and I am now prepared to share with you some poetry. Here's a poem, first published in Poetry Magazine, by Dan Gerber. It's called Often I Imagine the Earth. Often I imagine the earth through the eyes of the atoms we're made of. Atoms, peculiar atoms everywhere. No me, no you, no opinions, no beginning, no middle, no end. Soaring together like those ancient Chinese birds, hatched miraculously, with only one wing, helping each other fly home. Here's another poem. This one is called Here I Am, Lord, by Michael Chitwood. The ribbed black of the umbrella is an argument for the existence of God. That little shelter we carry with us and may forget beside a chair in a committee meeting we did not especially want to attend. What a beautiful word, umbrella. A shade to be opened, like a bat's wing scalloped. It shivers. A drumhead beaten by the silver sticks of rain, and I do not have mine, and so the rain showers me. You're listening to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDVS 90.3 FM, Davis. Here's Ricardo Montalban.
There are many ways to measure success. For the Shriners, it's the nearly 700,000 children with orthopedic and burn problems that they've helped. This is Ricardo Montalban. For over 80 years, the Shriners have provided state-of-the-art medical care to kids all over North America, totally free of charge. There is a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child that the Shriners might be able to help, call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, giving help and hope to kids for over 80 years.
This poem, by John Kinsella is called Eagle Affirmation. You've got to understand that sighting the pair of eagles over the block, right over our house, not more than 20 feet above the roof, so massive their wings pull at the corrugated tin sheeting even with gentlest tilt, counteracts bitterness against all the damage I see and hear around me on an exclusively crisp blue morning, when clarity is pain and even one small missing wattle tree entirely vanquished since I was last here at home. I still find this hard to say, is agony. A region is not a pinpoint, and a different compass works in my head, having magnetics for all directions and all pointing to one spot I know and observe as closely as possible. And even one small vanquished or vanished wattle tree is agony close to death for me, when I find it hard to breathe, to feed myself, to get past the loss. But the pair of eagles, still appearing and keeping their sharp and scrupulous eyes honed, overrides this ordeal. So I wish their victims life too, and their damage is traumatic if anything else. That's as much sense or nonsense as I can make in such blue light. Welcome back, everyone, to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDVS, 90.3 FM in Davis. I'd like to introduce you to someone who I've really enjoyed meeting and getting to know and watching her perform at the San Francisco Writers Conference. Regular listeners of this show know that every February of the last 7 or 8 years, I head off to the San Francisco Writers Conference to talk about some of the topics that I care about. I help to coordinate the poetry portion of that conference. So I talk about topics such as putting poetry into prose, writing 40 poems in 40 days, and running an excellent workshop for other poets. Well, one presenter who I've enjoyed seeing at that same conference is Teresa LeYoung-Ryan. Teresa is the author of a number of books, including most famously her novel, Love Made of Heart. Her website is lovemadeofheart.com. But she's also a coach. She, for many years, has inspired writers to transform their own experiences into stories And as such, she presents herself as a very helpful writing coach and also what she calls a writing career matchmaker. In fact, she's got a new book out, which I'll ask her to mention, and that is Build Your Writer's Platform and Fan Base in 22 Days. Attract agents, editors, publishers, readers, and media attention now. That book is available through Amazon.com and perhaps other bookstores near you. You can also visit, in addition to the website that I just mentioned, which is lovemadeofheart.com, you can also point your browser at writingcoachteresa.com to find out about my next guest, Teresa Leung-Fryan. Teresa, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Hi, Andy. I'm so happy that you called.
Well, it's great to have you here. And you're always right in the middle of a lot of important work, both in helping writers who you coach, but also getting the word out about literary events happening locally. And we were talking offline earlier about the San Mateo County Fair, which is this coming Thursday through Saturday at the Expo Hall. And as I mentioned to folks at the very beginning of the program, this particular event is happening in San Mateo, and it's at 1346 Saratoga Avenue at the Expo Hall Fine Arts Galleria Literary Stage. So I want to talk about a few topics, but Teresa, I'm wondering if you could tell us first about why you would suggest that we head over to the San Mateo County Fair this weekend, and especially the importance of Kathy Garver.
All right. So, Andy, first of all, let me shout out to Barty Rossen-Kudrin. She is our local hero. She is our publicity chair at California Writers Club, the San Francisco Peninsula branch, and she's the literary arts director at the San Mateo County Fair. So this is her brainchild, to bring authors and readers to a county fair, and it's the third year, and we have been having so much fun. So this Thursday, yes, Kathy Garver is going to teach us how to create an audio book. Kathy is famous being Sissy from the TV show The Family Affairs.
Sure, I remember watching that when I was a kid.
Right. So that's Thursday. Friday is a big day, starting at 4 o'clock. Coaching Creativity workshop every half hour from 4 to 6 with Mary Knipple. Then from 6:30 to 8 is California Writers Club member contributing authors to this wonderful anthology, Fault Zone. So that's 6:30 to 8 readings from my colleagues. And then from 8 to 9, I am going to give a fun workshop for fiction and nonfiction writers, basically how to build your fan club and gain name recognition before you pitch to agents.
That's great, and that's analogous to really the title and focus of your new book about building your writer's platform. Why do you feel it's important? I mean, usually how it works is that we might write a book or pitch a book to an agent, get it accepted, and then after the book comes out, move on to the publicity and build the platform then. Why do you feel it's important to build that platform before we go to agents?
Andy, you know, the publishing industry has changed so dramatically. Now, years ago, when I was lucky enough to find my agent and then the publisher found me through my agent, you know, it's 18 months when you sign the contract with the publisher until your book actually hits the bookstore. 18 months, you know, that's luxury time. Well, nowadays, even when we're lucky enough to find the agent and our agent is pitching our literary product to publishers, we're getting rejected because the question that comes out in the sales meeting at the publishing house is, where is his platform or how big is her platform? What they're talking about, now the definition of a platform, page one in my workbook, is making your name stand for something to attract targeted consumers who are likely to buy what you have to sell. So let's break that down. making a name, making your name stand for something. So Andy Jones, when I hear Andy Jones, I think about poetry. I think about English writing program, UC Davis radio show, right?
Right.
Okay, so making your name stand for something to attract targeted consumers. And who are the consumers? They are readers of the subject matters that you write about. Okay. Making your name stand for something to attract targeted consumers who are likely to buy what you have to sell. Well, obviously, if that group of consumer enjoys reading that subject matter and they see that you are consistent getting out those messages, those themes, the issues in your writing, that's how you get fans. You know, it's not about competing with how many millions of new titles come out each year.
Right.
You know, bookstores just don't have enough bookshelf space to order every single wonderful book that comes out every year. So, yes, in order to really beat the game, we have to build our fan base before we pitch agents and publishers.
That makes a lot of sense, and I guess with that is the fact that we have so much more responsibility to do some of that publicity work, some of that promotional work, that especially if you're a big author or if it's 10, 15 years ago, that you might expect the publishing house to step forward and assign you a publicist and get right to work on that.
Right.
But a lot of us are running do-it-yourself operations, even if we're established authors.
Yes, right. And then if we decide to be our own publishers, like I am with my prescriptive nonfiction, you know, then I'm competing. I'm competing with the best-selling authors again and, you know, seasoned publishers who know how to promote. But it really starts with our loved ones and our friends.
Right.
They are our biggest supporters. So I'm going to give the audience out there two secrets of how to build your fan base right now, starting today, which is, use your full name when you introduce yourself anywhere, at the grocery store, at a meeting, full name, the power of one's name. Because if I hear, oh, hi, I'm Teresa, I say, okay, but there's probably 100,000 Teresas on this planet, right? But I am Teresa Liam Ryan. And in our email signature blocks, Andy, you know, I used to send out emails like, love Teresa. Like, okay. my loved ones really don't know what I'm doing on this planet.
Right.
So my signature block now is, you know, Coach Teresa Leon Ryan. You know, I help fiction and nonfiction authors build their writer's platform and fan base in 22 days. Yeah. So, you know, my family members and my friends love me, so now they have that slogan in their head, and then when they meet writers, they'll say, oh, you know what, Coach Teresa, you know, get on her website. You know, lots of resources at writingcoachteresa.com.
Right.
And by the way, Andy, Teresa spelled T-E-R-E-S-A.
That's right. Some people pronounce that Teresa, but I remember for you it's Teresa, so it's important that people type it correctly.
Right.
Well, that's really good advice, and I really appreciated also the enthusiasm and the care with which you've offered that and similar advice at the San Francisco Writers Conference over the years. And I guess that's part of being a good writer's coach is connecting with people and sharing with them your enthusiasm and helping them harness their own for good effects.
Oh, yes, and we both know that writers spend years working on their literary products. And, you know, to get rejected, that is just not right. So instead of getting rejected, we'll just build our own careers and have fun at the same time. And having fun means doing things with your friends. Like, for instance, you know, at this county fair, right? Barty could have said, okay, I'm going to do this all on my own. I don't need anybody. But no, she included California Writers Club members. So now we're all having fun together.
That's great. I think that every county fair across the country should have a literary arts director.
Oh, yes. Yes, Andy. Google Bardi, B-A-R-D-I, Rossman, R-O-S-M-A-N, Kudrin, K-O-O-D-R-I-N. Her husband, Boris, is the fine arts director, stage director at the fair. They are one hardworking couple. And other California Writers Club members have stepped in this year, and so I salute all of them. And I can't wait to see them this weekend.
I know. It'll be a fun reunion for you. Well, Teresa Leung, Ryan, I want to take a quick musical and public service announcement break. And then when we return, I'd love it if you could remind us the title of the book that you've come out most recently with. And then we talked off air about the plight of Oakland libraries. And I want to touch on that topic, too, before we run out of time.
Great, Andy. Thank you.
So we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. My name is Andy Jones, and here with Teresa Leung Ryan, this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. I mentioned technology a moment ago, and I have an important public service announcement about the Yolo County Central Landfill. The Yolo County Central Landfill has a new program that helps reduce waste going into landfills. Residents of Yolo County, including UC Davis students, can now recycle techno trash, such as VHS and cassette tapes, CDs, DVDs, and floppy disks, all at the Yolo County Central Landfill free of charge. The landfill will also accept TVs, computer monitors, CPUs, and other small electronic items for proper recycling, also for free. The landfill is open every day except holidays. If you'd like more information, please call 530-666-8856 or visit www.yolocounty.org. This is Dr. Andy of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. If you're hoping for some great reggae music, I hope you'll stick around for after this program. That's when you have that opportunity. I'd also like to say that one of the great things about speaking with my guest, writing coach, Teresa Leung Ryan, is that she really brings together the two tenets of this radio show. Poetry and all the creativity and writing labor that represents, but also technology, because of the crucial elements of social media, including something as simple as email or a blog, in communicating to others the important work that all of us are doing who are creative professionals and who have projects to share. Well, a lot of us get that start as creative professionals at local libraries. As the son of a librarian, I certainly know that I did growing up in Washington, D.C. Well, my guest coach, Teresa Leung Ryan, has been following Oakland libraries in particular, which when I lived in Berkeley, I would visit from time to time. And I'm wondering if you have any news updates or concerns that you'd like to share with us.
Andy, I was so distressed when I got an email an hour ago from my plotting teacher, Martha Alderson, telling me that City of Oakland, our mayor is proposing to cut 14 of the 18 branches.
Wow.
So on Monday, June 20th, we're going to have a 14-hour, 14 branches read-in from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. And here's the website to go to, preview.tinyurl.com/14hours. And I thank Kathy Shepler for bringing this to our attention. I thank Martha Alderson for bringing it to my attention. So I'll be there Monday, as long as it takes.
Good for you. Well, certainly we need to do what we can to protect our libraries. You and I both know that one of the best ways to make an investment in California is to invest in the education of our people. And that happens not only in schools and universities, but where people who are internally motivated to read, to make discoveries, to do research, even to write, all of that can happen at a local library. We need all 18 of those Oakland public libraries. And people listening who would like to find out more, you can visit that URL. Could I get the URL one more time for me, Teresa?
Yes, Andy. So it's http://preview.tinyurl.com/14hours.
Excellent. And if anyone was driving down the highway and decided not to write that down, good for you for being safe. You can also drop me an email at aojones@gmail.com, and I'll be glad to share that information with people.
That's great, Andy. And then tonight I will make sure I blog on it. So, you know, go to writingcoachteresa.com, click on Coach Teresa's blog, and you'll get more information. But we're going to be meeting at the amphitheater in front of City Hall at 1 Frank Ogawa Plaza in Oakland.
Excellent. Well, we just have a couple minutes left, but I wanted to return to your most recent book, Build Your Writer's Platform and Fan Base in 22 Days, Attract Agents, Editors, Publishers, Readers, and Media Attention Now. One can purchase this book, as I mentioned earlier, at Amazon.com. Do you also make it available in an ebook format?
Yes, it will be available through ebook format.
That's great. And is this a book that you also share with your clients or that you use it at workshops? What's the relationship between this new publication and the work that you do as a coach?
Yes, and, you know, the book came about because of my clients. You know, they were coming to me telling me that they were getting rejected by agents and publishers. And so I said, well, you know what? Let's forget that. Let's come up with a plan. So it's a 22-day program. And why 22 days? Because when we stick to something for 21 days, we develop a new habit. So the 22nd day is graduation day, a celebration day.
Excellent. Well, I know a lot of us would seek to kick an old habit and perhaps take on a new one. And so this would be a great opportunity to look into that.
Yes, and how can we say no to not building our fan base, not building our platform?
I don't think that we can. I need to stop building the platform so much and do more writing. Certainly with this radio show and the other things I do, people know about me. But like with so much of the work that you do, I do this more for the community than for myself, and to encourage great writers and not to discourage the flailing writers, but to tell them to keep working on their craft, that certainly there's enough room at the table for all of us.
Andy, thank you so much for being in the community. I'm going to blog about you tonight.
Okay, thank you, Teresa. Well, let's remind folks that you have a couple websites. One is lovemadeofheart.com, and the other one, if I remember correctly, is writingcoachteresa.com.
Right, and they talk to each other. So, you know, go to either one and click on Teresa's blog.
And you'll find the other one. Great.
Yes.
Well, Teresa, it's been a pleasure to speak with you. I hope that you get great numbers at the county fair this coming weekend, at the San Mateo County Fair. And if people want to find out more about that, not surprisingly, they can go to sanmateocountyfair.com. I'm so glad that there's a healthy literary element to the fair this year. And perhaps I can convince one or both of my boys to come out and see what's going on.
That's great, Andy, and I can get you a free pass if you, you know, we'll talk later off the air. But yes, the county fair, go to the expo hall and then look for the literary arts stage.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much, Coach Teresa Leung-Ryan, for talking to us about your very important work as well as your advocacy work on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour this afternoon.
Thanks, Andy.
Take care.
Bye.
Well, folks, this is KDBS 90.3 FM in Davis. I've got a little bit more music, another poem, and then closing words here on KDVS.
Thank you.
closing poem before I let you go. This is by Murray Rufel. It's called The Bunny Gives Us a Lesson in Eternity. We are a sad people without hats. The history of our nation is tragically benign. We like to watch the rabbits in the graveyard. We are fond of a little bunny with a bent ear who stands alone in the moonlight reading what little text there is on the graves. He looks quite desirable like that. He looks like the center of the universe. Look how his mouth moves, mouthing the words, while the others are busy making more of him. Soon the more will ask of him to write their love letters, and he will oblige, using the language of our ancestors, those poor clouds in the ground, beloved by us who have been standing here for hours, a proud people, after all. That was The Bunny Gives Us a Lesson in Eternity by Murray Rufel. And this was read from a application on my iPhone provided to us by the Poetry Foundation associated with Poetry Magazine. Well, we're just about out of time for this afternoon's radio show. Cruel and Deadly is coming up with DJ Tangathorus Rex, so make sure you stick around for Cruel and Deadly. I'd like to thank my two guests, Rob Instigon, who you can find out more about at tif.org. He is a jazz musician and poet, author of a new book called Scary City. And then finally, Coach Teresa Leung Ryan, whose closing line, she told me off the air, is, "Reach out, don't freak out." She's the author of a number of books, including Build Your Writer's Platform and Fan Base in 22 Days. My name is Dr. Andy. I'll be here for the entire summer providing you offbeat commentary, poetry, jazz, and technology. I hope you can join me every week. And on the website for this radio show, which is poetrytechnology.com, I'll see you next Wednesday for another edition of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.